So for, you know, people starting out, is it the highest and best use of your time to try and figure out how to do Facebook ads funnels, or are you better off learning from someone so you can cut the learning curve? Or if your budget facilitates that, are you better off outsourcing it so that someone can do it for you to allow you to focus on doing all the things that you do best?
Welcome to the My Future Business Show with Rick Nusky, interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become successful. At the end of the call, get your free Better Business Builder Forum access where you can promote your business, access all of our premium content, and get live, private, one-on-one access to myself as you build your business. Go to myfuturebusiness.com/members. Hi, and welcome to the My Future Business Show. My name's Rick Nusky, and it is my absolute pleasure to have with me on the call today the founder of Your Social Voice, Kim Barrett. How are you, Kim?
Doing really well, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Look, it's been a long time since we spoke, and I remember being introduced to you as we stood on the dock of the bay, as it were, in the Traffic and Conversion Summit in 2015, held by Digital Marketer. I wonder about events, and I wonder what your take is on live events. How important are they to get to for an entrepreneur?
Oh, I think they are like a non-negotiables. Funnily enough, one of my good friends and I were talking about this the other week, because I've just come back from a trip where I was in Paris, Sri Lanka, Sydney, and then back home to Perth,
wow,
all four events. So one I was a keynote speaker, one I was a co-facilitator, and one I was attending. And they're just so important because there's so much that happens and comes from events, not just the content that you learn, but it's like the people that you meet, the expansion of your brain of what's possible. It's they just you have to go to them if you're an entrepreneur or business owner.
They open the doors up, don't they? I when I met you, I thought to myself, here's a guy who switched on, knows what he's doing. And this was back in 2015, and man, does time seem to fly by. I vividly recall, you know, getting this sense of how much value your business was providing then. I can only imagine how far it's come since that time. I'm noticing on your site that you've been featured in the likes of Success, the Huffington Post, Business News, Business Insider, Entrepreneur Magazine. The list goes on and on and on. How did they all come about?
So they all came about by, we made a decision that we wanted to get ourselves into more publications. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that, you know, when you actually set an intention that you want to do something and achieve something, how it comes about. And everyone thinks that they're not necessarily hard to get into, but obviously it's challenging. But so many people want commentary. So many people want insights from others because it makes their lives easier. You got to think that if you're a, if you're someone who's putting together a publication, you need content all the time and fresh content, insights, different opinions. So just by going, cool, like we want to start doing these, and then reaching out and going, cool, like we can comment on these types of areas. We can comment on these things in business. Mm-hmm. We started to get more and more of them. And it was obviously very exciting for us to have them happen. And yeah, we got to be in a few. And up until recently, I was also on the Huffington Post contributor platform as well. So I was writing my own articles there too, which they just ended up closing that down.
Okay.
But yeah, I was on there as well.
That's excellent. That's just an amazing achievement. So how big is the team at Your Social Voice?
So our team now, if I'm doing a quick head count, we've got roughly, we've got about eight staff in Australia, and then we have 2 to 3 admin assistants that are based virtually in like the Philippines and stuff like that as well. So all up around 11 people.
So when we start talking about outsourcing, I'd just like to touch on that a second. I've noticed here it says more time for your business. What's the involvement that you have with outsourcing? Is that a service that you provide, or is that something that you use only internally?
Something we only use internally, because essentially for us, most business owners really are outsourcing their marketing to us. And for us, you know, because we take care of that kind of end to end for them, they get to just focus on what they do best. They don't have to try and work out how ClickFunnels integrates with ActiveCampaign and how to, you know, how to install a Facebook pixel and set up custom conversions and all that jazz. They just have to focus on doing what they do best. That's how we help business owners save time and get time back.
There seems to be so many moving parts in online marketing, and it's very easy for, I guess, a newbie, somebody just coming into this field, to think that they could do it themselves. What is the feedback you would give to somebody who's starting out thinking, I can do this all by myself?
Well, look, I mean, there's no reason why you can't, but the biggest thing to think about is it the highest and best use of your time? Like, one of my mentors, his name is Ben Simkin, always poses that question to me. It's like, is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? Mm-hmm. So for, like, you know, people starting out, is it the highest and best use of your time to try and figure out how to do Facebook ads funnels, or are you better off learning from someone so you can cut the learning curve? Mm-hmm. Or if your budget facilitates that, are you better off outsourcing it so that someone can do it for you to allow you to focus on doing all the things that you do best?
Mm-hmm. So your social voice is primarily focused on Facebook marketing?
Yeah, so Facebook marketing, but also I kind of think of that as, like, if we're looking at, like, the center of a bike wheel, mm-hmm. that's the center, and then we have all the spokes that come off that, because obviously if we're doing ads, we have to send traffic mm-hmm. to a landing page. So we have to do the landing page. We have people doing things in relation to messenger bots, all that sort of stuff. So essentially that's kind of the core where we focus our attention on lead generation and paid advertising. Mm-hmm. But then we do take care of we have a separate division called the funnel division, which focus on building high converting landing pages that are designed at a really high quality. Then we have our bots, which tie into Messenger. So we like to tie all these things together to get a really effective solution for our clients. So it's not just Facebook ads, but it's all the things that go amongst using Facebook ads.
Mm, it's an end-to-end solution. It seems to be very much like a turnkey solution for somebody, let's say, like smaller businesses, medium-sized businesses, who really don't want to necessarily do this work themselves. And I suspect there's a lot of insider knowledge that you need to have.
Exactly. And that's why we kind of, like, the way that we facilitate it is, if businesses are only at a certain level, then really they should be doing, like, they need a done with you service, which is where, you know, they need to be able to ask questions of someone that's got experience, which we facilitate in training programs, check things over, make sure they've ticked the right boxes when they're setting up their ads and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Or if they're, as I said, if their budget allows, then they need to really look at getting it done for them, because it's not going to be the best use of their time if they have a growing, fledgling company. They really should be focused on achieving and reaching their goals, making more sales, upgrading everything that they're doing, as opposed to anything else.
Right. So when we're starting to do this, is there some sort of a, like, the newbie comes in, they're really keen on Facebook marketing and the all the extras that have to be taken care of, but they don't know where to start first. Is there some sort of a process that you follow to determine where somebody is in their business?
Yeah, most of the time it's based on skill set, but then also revenue. So normally, like I would say, like, probably sub $200,000, $250,000, mm-hmm. you really need to be learning it and understanding it, because until you understand it, it's hard for you to outsource it as well. So when you do get to that next level, once you understand it, mm-hmm. then you'll be able to work out who's the best person to do it for you. So when you're kind of sub $200,000, $250,000, I would say you need to be learning it, applying it, generating leads, making sales. Then once you tip over that mark and you're kind of in that 250 to 500 range, mm-hmm. if you have experience and you understand it, then I would say start looking at potentially outsourcing. If you've got some good results, you have a great offer, and people taking it up, then you should be focused on leveraging your sales, high value customer experience delivery, and focusing on that from there.
Is this something that's part of your social voice, the educational side of learning Facebook?
Yeah, so we have basically a split in, not split in half, but we have two sides mm-hmm. where we do basically training and coaching, and then we have our delivery and done for you service as well. And our training and coaching is run by our internal ad team. So, you know, they have weekly calls, they jump on them, they pull up people's ad accounts, they break down what's worked, what hasn't. So it's more of a, we either have like a done with you process or a done for you process.
Right. I'm looking at your services page. I'm looking at the marketing mogul system. Is that the entry level?
That's, we have an entry level that's not on there. We normally offer offline, but when people come to us, so mm-hmm. that's kind of the, I would say the second tier. So depending on people's skill sets is really the differentiator. So if you're earning, let's just say $200,000 and you've done some ads before, mm-hmm. you would go into the marketing mogul system. But if you're a complete newbie and you're going, I have a Facebook business page, I haven't really set up an ad account before, then we have a program that's more entry level, which is called the Blitz, Business Blitz. And that's where we get people just to learn, apply, very simple. And then once people have a bit more you know, technical knowledge under their belt. Then we go into the mogul system, which is where we look at, you know, retargeting, some more advanced strategies, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's because I see if I look further down the list, you have the Centurion program, which I love all these names of these programs. They're just exceptional. Then you have your private marketing partners, which is obviously very close to you, working more, you know, done for you type program. These look like they're quite exceptional program offerings. So I will be providing links to these for everyone who's listening below this call. But I wonder, I look at Facebook nowadays and I think to myself, they've improved so much. They've come so far. And but what I've found is that there's this heavy focus on marketing, even in our own streams. How do you go about making it such that your clients aren't just essentially spamming themselves all over Facebook? How does that all happen?
Well, you do have to have the balance of value provision. Like, as everyone always says, you know, you've got to provide value, and that's really got to be the focus of where people go to. Mm-hmm. And all of our clients, we encourage them to do live video. And most of the time, if they do become a done-for-you client, they have to be providing some sort of value already to the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And then in our trainings, we actually give people, cool, like, here's how you work out what sort of live videos that you would do. Here's how you put together a, like, content release calendar and a, you know, a social media strategy to feed into your longer term vision of what you want to do with your business as well. So we also train on it, but we also encourage all our clients. Probably of all our done for you clients, we probably only have one that doesn't really put out that much content. And that's just because they're an older demographic and they don't really want to do live video, which is fine. But we encourage everyone else to really, really heavily, like, focus on that.
What, the video component?
Yeah, video, video content creation, value provision, like, as much as possible.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the messenger bots that I'm seeing around lately? What are they all about, and how can they help a business?
Yeah, for sure. So really, at the core crux of it, it's if you imagine having a autoresponder or a CRM for anyone that messages you, yep. That's really what it is. So when you message a business page, you now have the functionality to not only like put them into a sequence and where they can almost choose their own adventure, mm-hmm. but you actually have the option where then they become a subscriber, so you can broadcast to them and all these other sorts of opportunities, which, you know, compared to email, where, you know, if you're good, maybe you're getting like a 20-25% open rate. In Messenger, open rates are like in excess of 70-80% most of the time.
Wow.
Click-through rates are, you know, upwards of 30%. So if you're utilizing that, it's ridiculously higher than what email is. And so if you imagine you have an email list, and let's just say that you make 50 grand a year in your business, and you a lot of it goes into email. If you just switched over to messenger marketing, mm-hmm. then other things being equal, you know, and you're getting a 20% open rate, you can 4x your business by just having that much more people open your messages and interact with whatever it is that you're sharing.
Yeah, that's incredible feedback. Would you say that on that basis that email marketing is dying or a dead duck in the water, or is that something that you would use as a multi-channel thing?
Yeah, it's definitely multi-channel. Like, and tongue in cheek, I've said a few times, you know, email's dead, but I don't think it is. Mm. I think it's just multiple communication and touch points. You know, that everyone's saying these days that, you know, it's anywhere from 11 to 15 touch points now before someone will choose to do business with you. It just allows you to speed that process up, because I still love email, but if you think about it, it's very hard for me to know if anything is getting caught in a spam filter, mm-hmm. if there's any issues going on. It's like, oh, I don't have enough control over it. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Messenger, I have an increased amount. So I'm still heavy on email, but I just know that for me to speed up that process, as opposed to going, oh, one in four of my emails gets delivered to an inbox. If I go, cool, well, every single one I know hits their messenger, then at least I'm going to have those touch points in a faster fashion than if I was just waiting normally for that to happen.
It seems like a no-brainer given the billions of users daily, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And there's something like 11 billion business messages sent per day. And over 50% of people expect a business to answer a question 24/7. Mm. So unless we all want to stay up all night or hire a virtual assistant to sit there and do it, we may as well give people the opportunity to get the information that they want whenever they want it.
Because what I've noticed is I've seen the messenger process work like that, exactly how you've explained, and it's almost as if I can actually write a question, it could be out of hours, and I write a question or I respond, and automatically the data is put in front of me to consume on my mobile device. It's incredible.
Exactly. It's so much more effective for a potential client, so that they can actually get the information that they want when they want it versus having to wait and go, oh, well, hopefully tomorrow Rick checks his Facebook message and he gets back to me. It's like, well,
I want it
give
now.
Them what they want now.
Yeah, I see that. So what sort of things can they provide through the messenger interface? Are they various or are they just links? Or
pretty much everything, to be honest. Like you can do attachments, you can do video, mm-hmm. you can do images, you can obviously send them to websites, you can take payment in there. Mm-hmm. Like you can do so much options. You can get them to leave their phone number and then that can send you a notification to call them first thing. Like you can they're pretty robust in the possibilities of what they have.
Yeah, it's an amazing platform. And what is Facebook up to at the moment? Are they what's in the pipeline? I suspect you would have your finger on the pulse in this respect.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing in the pipeline is a lot of the AR sort of stuff and VR to some extent as well, the augmented reality. There's a lot of stuff they release every kind of April after their developer summits. Mm-hmm. Messenger bots and bots in general are definitely a big push for them. But the secondary part is that they're looking to try and figure out now that pretty much every ad placement that's possible has a bidder or has someone to purchase that placement. So they are getting to the point where they're starting to try and explore other ways and other opportunities for them to expand their ad revenue, because that's where all their revenue comes from, mm-hmm. is the advertising. So you probably notice that a lot of times now people's ads, the cost per whatever it might be, lead, impression, mm-hmm. click, starts to go up. So it does start to have a little bit of a tightening impact on people at the moment. But the biggest thing is they're trying to expand, and you start to see ads in different areas because they try and work out a way for them to get more revenue in from an ad perspective too.
Yeah. You talked about AR before. I don't know the difference between AR and AI. Is there a difference or are they the same thing?
There's so two different. So AI is artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. which is kind of like the messenger bot style of things.
Right.
AR is augmented reality. So as an example, is you can put on a headset and there'll be a little Rick character and a little Kim character, mm-hmm. and we can talk as if we're, you know, sitting in front of each other. There's a really good, it's worthwhile Googling and watching, but they've got like a little... a short little video. I think it was, I can't remember the name. I think it was Facebook Spaces or Facebook. But if you search Facebook augmented reality, yep. they did a release last year in April. So in the next month or so, where are we now? Just about March. The next month or so after the next conference, you'll see a lot more stuff come out and they'll be sharing a lot more new things that are coming along.
That's pretty exciting, isn't it? I mean, you know, the 21st century, the world is our oyster in terms of the technological advances that we're making year on year on year.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy, the speed of adoption and the speed of change.
I am looking at your events tab. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're up to in terms of events? What's that all about?
Yeah, well, I mean, so we regularly run an event called the Lead Gen Accelerator, which is where we help people set up and scale their lead generation. So that's run by my team, but we also do have, so in our Centurion program and some of our other our partners, they run events, so we speak at a lot of them. We invite clients to come along to those as well, so we'll see more and more as I go, because I also go and speak at a lot of events too. So for example, I have Social Media Camp coming up in Canada in May where I'll be speaking at, so we get to a lot of those now, so we're rolling out more events, and we do our own periodically, but we do some pretty cool like overseas high-end trips for clients as well, where they want to scale their businesses and take time out to reflect on their businesses as well.
Yeah, I'm always in awe of those who can stand up in front of a crowd and deliver a speech on their preferred topic. How did you get to be in that part of your world? How did you become a speaker? Is it difficult to do?
I mean, it's more so just identifying and going after opportunities. Like, once I decided I wanted to do more speaking, I just started putting it out there, keeping my eyes peeled, following other people who were doing similar things and finding out what events do they speak at, how can I get in front of those people. That's always been my strategy, and I've done speaking to some extent my whole life. I've always been speaking, whether it's at school, university, and one of my old clients' business, they used to train people to be a speaker. So I was their first ever client. I went through their whole program. The company's called Young and Wildly Successful, did their speaker training, was trained up as a speaker, then helped them facilitate their events and train in their events, and just consistently got experience with that. And as I did that, I kind of got the bug for it, but it definitely is probably one of my better skill sets, because I believe I do have a pretty good skill set in breaking things down simply for people to be able to understand. And then from a speaking and teaching standpoint, that's really the key, fundamental to being able to do that effectively, be able to speak and communicate effectively.
It's amazing. I've done it a couple of times, and I always found there was this preemptive strike of fear that would go through my body. How do you deal with that just before you go on stage?
Well, I mean, I think it just comes down to confidence and certainty. It's like, I know that I know my topic probably well enough to throw down and converse with the best in the world. Mm-hmm. So I know that nothing bad is going to happen. I know that I have enough knowledge that even if my slides broke, which happened one time when I did an event, even if everything went to shit, sorry for swearing, but everything went bad, I would still be able to deliver. So I still get a little bit of nerves before I go on, especially when it's a new crowd. But as soon as I step onto the stage, I have absolute certainty that I know I'm going to be able to give everyone something where they'll be able to learn from, something where they'll go, yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, if you're going to pursue it, just do it. Get out there.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to circle back a bit on the ads interface, the Facebook ads interface. I look at it nowadays and I think it's far more simplified than what it historically has been. It's something that, you know, can be overly complicated in your own mind. Is that another element to your education process, actually understanding the back office there?
100%. Because most people, as you say, when you look at it, if you don't understand how it works, it would be ridiculously complicated. Like, I just know that if I threw someone in there without any guidance, they would be overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed when I first learned it. But because I, in my own mind, I'm very good at making things simple for myself and just going, cool, just do these things. Once you understand the fundamentals, it doesn't matter how the interfaces change and work and whatnot. And they have recently changed. So there used to be a thing called Power Editor and Ads Manager. Now they've been amalgamated into one. So just that whole process freaks people out. And there's so often I would do a training video and then people go, oh, Kim, the buttons have changed. My button's not that color. It's this color. Like, what does that mean? What happens? And then they start freaking out. And it's like, well, you know the fundamentals. You know what's important. You know what you have to do. Don't let this overwhelm you. Follow the steps. If you know, do you know what the objective is of your campaign? Good. Do you know what you do at the ad set level? Good. Do you know what you do at the ad level? Good. They're the only three things you need to know. If you know that, you're golden. Nothing else matters.
I'd love to talk a little bit about you being an author.
Oh, yes.
what's going on there? What's your book all about?
Yeah, so I wrote several people wrote a book. So I've written two short books on Facebook ads that I have up on Amazon it's called, I think that one is The Holy Trinity of Facebook Ads. Basically the three things you need to do to make multiple seven-figure campaigns. So I have that, which is a short breakdown and kind of preview of how to look at ads, how to understand the fundamentals of them. But I do also have a book that I co-wrote with, I think it was about seven other authors, that became a Amazon bestseller. Which is called Winning in Life and Work, New Beginnings. And I was like, and mine was really about how to win on social media and use that to grow your business. So obviously very similar themes. And I have in the pipeline, it may not have this title, but I'm writing another, probably a bigger solo book. At the moment, the title in my head is going to be about, it's called Oxygen, mm-hmm. which is basically how marketing is the oxygen and lifeblood of any business.
Yep.
So that one's still to come. But I have some friends who coach people on writing books. So after I speak to them, they may tell me that's crazy and change the title. So
yeah.
But, that's in my mind at the moment.
I actually like it. It makes sense. You need oxygen for your to breathe life into your business. That to me is a given, isn't it?
Yeah.
So look, all of the links to your books and your website will be below this call. Kim, how can people find you?
The easiest way, obviously tongue-in-cheek with a Facebook person, right, is on Facebook. is the easiest way. My profile is pretty much maxed out personally, but my public figure page is facebook.com/Mr. Kim Barrett. Feel free to reach out and connect with me on there. And we also have our business page, facebook.com/YourSocialVoiceAUS on the end of that. We're always on there, and if anyone wants information, even if you're just starting out, we share so much info for people to get started.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend, like, don't think you go, oh well, you know, I haven't made any money, I'm not doing anything, I'm not doing 250 grand, I can't learn or get help from these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, watch our stuff, apply it, and like, I guarantee that if you just apply and do the things that we share, you will get results.
Yeah.
And it will come through. But then, you know, you have to consistently apply it and do it.
So for everybody who's listening, that is golden feedback directly from Kim. Go onto their Facebook and learn a little bit more day by day, step by step. Don't expect to know it all at once. Kim, it's been my greatest of privilege to have you on the show today, and we will talk with you again soon.
Beautiful. Love it. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure having you on the call with us today. Now click on that big red subscribe button and join us inside the Better Business Builder Forum at myfuturebusiness.com/members.